Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, and this is Beta. Now it's time for Tedium with Ernie Smith.
As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge, mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds with which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of pattern recognition.
Tedium, it's the dull side of the internet.
You've got mail.
Ernie, one of your Tedium stories is called The Polyphonic Screed, and it explores the evolution of the cell phone ringtone. In the early 1980s, a British musician named Thomas Morgan Robertson enters the narrative. We probably know him better as...
Thomas Dolby.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really interesting because sort of the album that he became famous on was called The Golden Age Wireless, which was a great name in reference to radio and sort of speaks to the nature of that album. Later on in his life, he actually became known for making technology that was widely used in wireless phones. One of the things that he actually helped produce with the company that he launched in the 90s called Beatnik was this ability to create polyphonic ringtones or multi-toned ringtones through the use of software. And while this could be done through hardware, which, you know, you could obviously see, for example, like if you use like a Casio or Yamaha keyboard during the era, this was actually designed so that you could, say, recreate the sounds on a web page or such. It turned out that all the companies that the Dolby worked with during this time were the kind of companies that were destined to fail due to the crash of the tech industry around the year 2000. And the one company that he still had as a client through Beatnik that didn't actually fail was this company called Nokia.
Ah.
And Nokia basically was looking for a solution to improve the quality of its ringtones because it was competing with other firms that were adding in chips to create like very elaborate ringtones. But Nokia, trying to save money, was looking for a software solution to this problem. And therefore, they had Beatnik. They had Thomas Dolby's company to work with. So as a result, this actually happened after Nokia created its famous ringtone, the one that everybody knows. But that actually led to the creation of a polyphonic version of the Nokia ringtone.
Okay, and so then every other major cell phone company, like pre-smartphones, licensed Dolby software too?
Yeah, companies like Ericsson and such, they all use the software. So around 2005 or so, Beatnik, which Dolby kind of started as sort of this experimental thing, became kind of a big firm.
Dolby's technology isn't used anymore, though, is it?
At this point, our phones can do much more in terms of playing audio. It's sort of like the difference between playing music on a keyboard and playing music through an MP3 player.
So in this very same story, you write this about this Ukrainian musician and sound engineer, this guy named Slavio Pol, and he's on working on this project to get Apple to think about using his ringtones for its iPhones instead of the ones they currently use. So what does this guy think is wrong with Apple's current ringtones?
One of the issues that he had was that these tones were everywhere. He would hear them all the time, just kind of going throughout his day-to-day.
Isn't one of his criticisms that the Apple's current ringtones have kind of the sharp sound?
Yes, and I think that it's one of those things that because it's such a sharp sound, it just kind of cuts into the day-to-day. You know, it's like they're just kind of everywhere making noise that is unnatural. It doesn't fit into our routines.
Have you heard any of the ringtones that he's created?
Yeah, I actually had a chance to listen to them, and I found them to be a little bit softer in the way that they kind of did their thing. There was one sound which was an alarm kind of sound that had a very intricate, like, little play between a piano sound and a guitar sound. And they felt a little bit softer than, you know, the alarms that I usually use, which ones that Apple supplies and make me very grumpy first thing in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. So do you know if he's had any success with pitching them to Apple?
he actually went to the step of mailing flash drives to Cupertino.
Hmm.
But he has not had a lot of luck. So it seems sort of like a tough thing to pull off. He raises an interesting point, which is that these sounds that we hear every day, they're kind of decided for us by companies that are far removed from our day-to-day. And as a result, they kind of create this dissonance of sorts. I think that we as consumers, because we're the ones stuck with all these sounds, like, we need to think a little bit more about them.
Ernie Smith is the founder of Tedium, the dull side of the internet. Find out more about Ernie and Tedium at wpr.org/beta.